Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 15th of August, 2025. Today's topic is The Deluge. Our text is taken from Genesis 7 verses 11 to 24. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. And the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. Verse 18. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl, and of cattle, and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Verse 24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Key verse. Genesis 7 verse 12. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The dictionary simply defines a deluge as a great flood or rain. It is a type of rainfall that causes destruction. Can you imagine rain falling continuously for 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, 30 days, or 40 days and 40 nights? From the beginning of January 2024, many nations of the world experienced serious flood causing loss of lives, properties, and valuable materials. In the time of Noah, the people's wickedness was getting worse and worse. God decided to use a flood to give goodness a chance to rule on the earth again. At that time, only Noah was good, and he was already old. What do you think could have happened if Noah died, and only the wicked were left to rule the earth? Floods and other natural disasters happening in the world today are not the same as God's judgment in Noah's time. God has promised that he will not destroy the world with flood anymore, but with fire. Before the end will come, we are to live a righteous life like Noah so as to escape the deluge of fire. Also, you are to warn sinners of the danger of remaining in their sin. Remember, you must escape for your life. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender my life unto you. Keep me in your ark of salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Further reading, 2 Peter 3 verse 5 to 11. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.